Amen. Our word for 2017 is the word breathe. You're going to hear us use that word a lot, breathe. And that's an important Bible word, that the verb breathe, the noun breath, is used a lot in some very significant ways in the scripture. Somebody might pull that drape right there. Breathe or breath is used a lot in very significant ways in scripture. And it's also a word that we think is very appropriate for this season in the life of our church. As we go through this year, you guys are more interested in them pulling the drapes than you are to me, so I'm going to wait. Those are two. That's good. That's good enough. Yeah, I didn't know that was so exciting. We're going to use the word breathe to help us do two or three things this year. When we talk about, through the course of the year, the word breathe, we're going to be taking time to reflect and to rest and to refocus. This is a year in which we need to take a breath and gain perspective, reflect on the great things that God has done in the life of our church. He's been faithful to us in so many ways, and we need to slow down and give Him thanks. We need to reflect on those blessings. Sometimes, you ever seen a small child at Christmas? Maybe with a big stack of gifts, and they've got so much to open that they don't have time to play with what they've opened or to say thanks to the people around it. We've been a little bit like that over the past 8 or 10 years. So many good things happening that in a way we haven't had time to reflect upon them and give Him thanks. We also want to take some time and rest this year. Not cease from activity, let me be clear. We still need to be reaching our neighbors with the gospel and gathering and growing together and serving the Lord. But we're working on doing a little bit less extra stuff this year. And we've made a commitment to try to limit change for a while. We've put a lot of stress on the body, on the flock. In fact, you probably realize this, but since 2006, for the last 10 years, we've had actual construction going on in the property for 70% of the months of the last 10 years. And that's just one example of the kind of change and transition and unusual stress that we've walked through. So we want to take a little bit of time and rest from that. And we want to breathe and refocus, slow down and listen, to minister to the Lord in prayer and in worship and seek His leadership for our church in the future. So breathe, reflect on His blessings and praise His name, rest from some of the extra stress that we've been putting on ourselves, and refocus as we move forward together on mission. And so the next 3 Sundays, I want to take some time and set before you on your hearts and on your minds some key Bible texts that introduce, that give to us this language of breathe or breath, so that we can fill our hearts and minds with these truths from God's Word. And the first place I want us to look this morning is Psalm 150. If you have a Bible with you, open it to Psalm 150. This is the climax of the Psalter, of the Psalm book. It's interesting that the first Psalm is a short Psalm with 6 verses. And the last Psalm, Psalm 150, is a short Psalm with 6 verses. The first Psalm is a Psalm that calls us to obedience. And the last is a song that calls us to praise. The Psalms began with God blessing man, and they end with man blessing God. And one of the things that Psalm 150 teaches us is that the end of God's revealed truth, the ultimate purpose of God's revealed truth, is not obedience, but it's praise. It's praise to His name. And so you follow along as I read this short psalm, Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This psalm begins and ends with hallelujah, with praise the Lord. And Psalm 150 teaches us that we breathe to praise the Lord. We breathe to praise the Lord. Now, for the past several centuries, Old Testament scholars and preachers have noticed that this short song follows a pretty simple outline of what and where and why and how and who as you walk through the six verses. Psalm 150 is a song that calls us to praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah is the first and the last word. And the word praise is used 13 times in these six verses. Praise, praise, praise. In fact, in the Hebrew text, the longest gap between the words praise is a four-word gap. Usually it's just two words. Praise, two words. Praise, two words. Praise, two words. This is a song. You might know that in the Old Testament vocabulary, the word for praise is a word that means to brag, to boast. And when it's used in this context of praising the Lord, boasting on the Lord, it's in its most intensive form. Praise God. It's a word that carries with it a sense of celebration, of joyful shouting even. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What? Praise the Lord. Where? Verse 1 says, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. That's a word that speaks of the power of His firmament. And so the picture here is the congregation gathered in the temple, in the sanctuary, in the holy place, praising the Lord, but also a gathering above in God's throne room. The saints who have gone before us and the angels gathered around the throne of God, praising His name. There's a movement here similar to when Solomon dedicated the temple, remember? And all that was going on there in that glorious temple, the people gathered together praising the Lord. And at the end of that celebration, Solomon says, but God, I know that You don't dwell here on earth. Your throne is in heaven. And so the picture of verse 1 and the answer to the question where is that when we gather and praise His name here, we're joining those who are praising His name above. Remember that in Revelation chapter 5, John, in his revelation vision, saw every created thing in heaven and on earth gathered in worship, praising Him who sits on the throne and the Lamb who was slain. Glory and honor and praise. Sometimes we sing a song that says, oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at His feet may fall and join the everlasting song and crown Him Lord of all. That's what this verse is saying. We praise Him here as He's being praised there. All of creation praises His name. What? Praise. Where? Everywhere. Why? Look at verse 2. This is very important. We praise Him for His mighty deeds. We praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Verse 2 teaches us that we praise Him for His work and for His worth. We praise Him for what He has done, His creation and His work of salvation. And we praise Him for who He is, His character. He is sovereign, He's holy, He's love and grace and justice, He's all-knowing and all-powerful and unchanging, He's good. We praise Him for His mighty works, what He has done, and we praise Him for His excellent greatness, for who He is, for His worth. And so one of the things we learn in verse 2 is that in order to praise Him, we must know Him. We come to discover in this psalm that the reason why we study God's Word, the reason why we seek to know about His work and His worth, about what He's done and who He is, the reason we want to get deeper and deeper in our understanding, our knowledge of Him, is so that we can go higher and higher with our praise of Him. If you don't know Him very well, you can't praise Him very well. If your knowledge of Him is shallow and surface, then your praise of Him will be shallow and surface. But the better you know Him, the better you can praise Him. We praise Him for His mighty deeds, and we praise Him for His excellent greatness. Centuries ago, Samuel Fairclough said, "This is a psalm that speaks about proportional praise. Great praise for a great God doing great things. High praise for a high God doing high things." And of course, we know that we know Him best in the person of Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus said, "If you've seen Me, you've seen the Father." And so, how do we know the character of the Lord God Almighty? We know it through the person of Jesus Christ. And when we praise God for His mighty deeds, we know that His mightiest of all, the greatest thing He has done, is what He has done for us in the person of Jesus Christ on the cross. When we want to praise Him for His mighty deeds and for His excellent greatness, then in our hearts and minds, we go to the cross and consider all that He's done for us through His once-for-all sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. We praise Him for what He has done and for who He is, as it's been revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ on the cross. We praise Him for all that He's done. Do you know the Lord? Let me tell you a second question that casts light on that. Do you praise the Lord? Because listen, friend, if you really knew Him, you would praise Him. To know Him is to praise Him. To know Him is to praise Him. One of the things that changed most in my heart and mind when the Lord Jesus got a hold of me is that all of a sudden I wanted to sing. And I can't sing very well. But if you ever sit by me in church now, you'll hear me singing loudly, if not well. And the better I know Him, the more I want to praise Him for His mighty deeds and His excellent greatness. And verse 3 and 4 and 5 speak about the how of praise. The trumpets sound loud and long to call us to praise. The strings add warmth. The tambourine beats out the time. The pipes add body to the whole, the cymbals clashing, and the people singing. One of the things I think we learn from this text is that the Lord enjoys instruments praising His name and musicians offering up the praise, but the voice is the climax. The people singing praises. So we find here hands and feet aiding lips and lungs as we sing praise to the Lord. Preparation and variety, but especially participation in praising the Lord. Where? Everywhere. Why? Because of all that He does and is. How? With everything we have. And verse 6, who? Everyone. Verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Literally, the text reads, let all breath praise the Lord. Let all breath praise the Lord. And when we read that final word of verse 6, let all breath praise the Lord. When we hear the word breath in this context, we should hear an echo of the creation story. Do you remember how Genesis tells the creation story? That the Lord God, from the dust of the ground, formed the man and then breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living soul. We have breath because He gave it to us. You have breath now because He gives it to us. And in that sense, breath is that greatest of all reminders of how we take for granted what God gives to us until we lose it. Breath is what He gives to us. We have breath because He's blessed us with it. He breathes into our nostrils the breath of life. He gives us life. And the psalmist says, let all that breathe praise Him. We breathe to praise the Lord. Praise is our created purpose. God gives us breath so that we might give it back to Him as praise. We praise Him because He is worthy. And we praise Him because we are able. We praise Him because in Christ Jesus and through His redemptive work, we are willing. We breathe to praise Him. We're our second grandson is going to be born tomorrow morning. And his name will be George. I've been praying Isaiah 61:3 for George, that he would wear the mantle of praise, an oak of righteousness planted by the Lord that glorifies His name. He'd wear the mantle of praise. In the morning, the Lord will give George breath. That's a miracle, isn't it? But do you know what will one day be an even greater work of grace? That day when George will give that breath back to Him as praise. That's why He exists. That's why you exist. And I. We breathe to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bow with me. Lord God Almighty, we praise You, the Creator of heaven and earth. All that is because of Your purpose and power. All who have breath because You've given it. We praise you because we live and breathe to praise you. It's our purpose and our joy. I pray, Father, that you'd give us grace year by year to know you better and praise you better. To offer to you a more excellent praise. Hallelujah, we praise your name. And I pray, Father, that we as your people, as your church, that we'd be a people who praise your name. That you'd be glorified with the praise that's not merely in our hearts, but a praise that comes across our lips through our breath. And we'd breathe to praise your name. You are holy and eternal. You are gracious and faithful. You are always present and all powerful. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And we praise your name together. Hallelujah. Let's continue just a moment with heads bowed and eyes closed. In just a moment, we're going to take opportunity to respond to God's word and to the prompting of His Holy Spirit by standing together and singing one of the great hymns of praise. For many of you in this room this morning, the best way for you to respond to God's word and spirit will be to stand and sing this hymn, Praise to the Lord. Use your breath to praise His name. When we stand and sing this hymn, some of you may want to come here at the beginning of the year and join the fellowship of our church. We'll be ready to receive you. Some of you here have never made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ. It could be that you can't remember when you have from your heart said, Praise the Lord. Maybe the truth is there's not a hallelujah in your heart. You've been living this life without its true purpose, to praise the name of the Lord in Christ Jesus. Today could be a day of salvation for you, in which you turn away from sin and self. You turn fully and freely to the Lord in Jesus Christ our Savior. And ask Him to so change your heart that you'd have a heart of praise, embracing your purpose. This invitation is your chance to come to a personal faith in Christ. Let's praise Him together now as we stand together and sing.